At a wetland just north of Buffalo, environmental workers and volunteers hack away at an invasive shrub called buckthorn. The group also posts warning signs on trees. They ask visitors to keep an eye out for another invasive species, the Asian longhorn beetle. Now, this little bugger is definitely creepy. It has long antennas with white stripes and a black glossy exterior with asymmetrical spots.
This particular bug, I mean, it's impressive. It's a large bug. It's about an inch to an inch and a half in size. And if folks see it, they're going to notice. And it's just a matter of connecting that, noticing this bug, and understanding that this is something that people need to report.
That's Andrea Locke of Western New York PRISM, the organization handling the cleanup. Essentially, the insect eats the tree from inside out. It burrows deep inside and lays eggs. The larva grows into an adult. It emerges, leaving an exit hole. It's damage that trees usually can't recover from. But what does the damage look like? You might see dime-sized holes in the trunk or branches. Sometimes you'll see tunneling marks. There'll also be a sawdust-like material on the ground.
Asian longhorn beetle is one of the most destructive forest pests that could have entered the United States.
Rhonda Santos is with the Department of Agriculture, which is trying to eliminate the beetle. They work to inspect and remove infested trees and set up quarantine areas. So far, the bug has led to the loss of more than 160,000 trees in the U.S. It favors hardwood trees like maple. It was first detected in the U.S. in 1996. Experts believe it came from wooden packing material used in cargo shipments from China.
When we find an Asian longhorn beetle infestation, it usually takes at least 10 years to be able to eliminate the beetle from that area. I mean, that goes back to finding every infested tree, removing it, and continuing to search the remaining trees to make sure that the beetle is not there.
The bug was eliminated from areas in Illinois and New Jersey, but there are still active infestations in Ohio, Massachusetts, New York, and Canada. This summer, the quarantine zone in southwest Ohio was expanded. Santos says they were proactively searching about a mile outside the zone and found a bug.
There is a concern that this insect can be where we don't know it to be already. And certainly for the Great Lakes region, where you have so many trees, particularly in the northern border of the United States, those trees go right into Canada. And because we have so many trees, that's a greater risk that this pest could go after those trees in that area.
Back at the wetland cleanup, Locke says citizen scientists are the key to stopping the beetle.
There's no way that myself and the few employees that we have out there looking for this would be able to cover the entire region as far as looking for Asian longhorn beetle or any invasive species. And so we depend 100% on citizen scientists.
And if you find one, don't smash it. Try to catch the bug. Put it in a jar and take it to your local environmental agency. You can also report findings at www.asianlonghornbeetle.com. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.